Welcome, Parashat Korach. Perek Tetzayin Pasuk Chav Ched. Moshe is dealing with Korach and everybody who shows up to protest. And Moshe comes up with this test that everybody's going to try and bring the Ketoret. And we'll see whose Ketoret Hashem accepts. Vayomer Moshe, Vazot Tedeun, Ki Hashem Shalachani, Lasor Kol Masim Ha'ele. When we do this test and you see that I win, you'll see Hashem sent me. If you're also sure that you're right, let's do this test. Came up with a contest. Winner of the contest is Hashem's true chosen shliach. Hashem's chosen shliach. So, the Emes Yaakov says, where was Moshe told that this was the test? Seemingly, Moshe came up with this on his own. He wasn't told, okay, Moshe, this is what you should do, and then, you know, this will solve everything. Moshe came up with, this is the test that he's going to do, and Korach and his men are going to do, and this will tell the truth for everybody. So what gave, and in order for this to work, what has to happen? This is relying on a miracle, right? Because the miracle is that his Torah is going to get accepted, and Korach's isn't. Is Hashem playing along? Does he know Hashem? Did Hashem tell him, don't worry, you're okay, I'm going to not accept Korach's and all his men, 250 men with him, you're okay? That didn't happen. So where did Moshe seemingly have the audacity, kivyachol, okay, I'm not questioning Moshe Rabbeinu, but kivyachol, where did he come up with this idea to create this contest? What gave him that inkling that this was okay? And the Emes Yaakov has what I think is a creative answer. And he says, if you look at this situation, what is going on? Until now, Moshe Rabbeinu has been giving them the Torah and mitzvos. And he still has that role. He still has more Torah and mitzvos to give them. He's teaching them. He is the source of Hashem's message to the world. They have a shayla, like Benos Tzofchad or the Nekoshesh. They have a question as to what to do. And they go to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells them what Hashem says. And he is the one who is going to help them split up the land of Israel. And he is the one who is telling them everything they need to do in the Mishkan. And he is the one giving them all their Piskei Halacha and leading them in the desert. He is the one doing all that as Hashem's representative. If they are doubting Moshe Rabbeinu as a leader, then they are doubting that he is indeed Hashem's shliach. He is indeed Hashem's representative. That puts all the Torah that he has taught them until now at risk. Meaning if they no longer believe that, or don't believe, or doubt whether Moshe Rabbeinu is indeed Hashem's shliach, so when Moshe said, Hashem says to where it sits, this, who said? Maybe he made that up, chas v'shalom. And he said to wear tefillin, and he said to, you know, give tzedakah, and he said to slaughter Korban Pesach. Maybe he's coming up with all of this, chas v'shalom. The minute that they are doubting Moshe and saying, or maybe he was selected by Hashem at some point, some of it's from it, but Moshe's, right, they're saying, Moshe, you took all the godless for yourself and your brother. So maybe some of it is from Hashem, some of it is Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, he's putting besafek everything that Moshe has given them. All the mitzvot. Now you can have selective mitzvah keeping. Ah, that one's probably from Hashem, we're going to do that one. That one Moshe Rabbeinu made up. That can't be. So Moshe realized, if I do nothing, it's bad. If I do something and it doesn't work, I'm no worse off. But if I do something and it works, I've solved the problem. And therefore, says the Emes Yaakov, Mukrachu, he was forced lasot nisayon zeh, to do this kind of experiment. Because if a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't perform the miracle, so then Moshe wouldn't be won't be in their eyes as the true shaliach. But right now in their eyes, he's already not the true shaliach, so there's no great loss there, no harm done. But without this experiment, this contest working out in Moshe's favor, Hashem performing a miracle on his behalf, if that were to happen, all of a sudden everybody is going to believe that Moshe is the true shaliach. No longer will any person be able to question Moshe's genuine shlichut. No longer were they able to say, you know, anybody who says, ah, maybe Moshe is, no, we saw this once. There was a contest, Moshe won, other people got swallowed up by the ground. Don't mess with him. Okay? That is the upside of Moshe's experiment, and there is no downside. That's what the Emes Yaakov says. Lachin lo haya minus. There was no downside. Minus is beautiful Hebrew for downside. The Moshe lasokin. And therefore, the Emes Yaakov says, that's where Moshe came up with it. Hashem didn't tell Moshe to do this test. Moshe came up with this test on his own. But it was okay for Moshe to do this test, because there was only upside and no downside. But I was trying to decide what the message of this was, and I wasn't clear, but I just thought the creative explanation for Moshe's test here was rather fascinating. And I hope you found it fascinating too.